Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 37. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Breezy with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is suing Johnson Controls and Tyco Fire Products for allegedly violating the state's hazardous spills law by discharging PFAS chemicals into the area around its Marinette Fire Training Facility. Tyco conducted tests and training with firefighting foam that contains PFAS at its 380-acre facility from early 1960s through 2017. That, according to a report from WPR Online, the Attorney General's lawsuit, which also seeks a financial penalty from Johnson Controls and Tyco, alleges the companies didn't provide timely notice of the contamination after its own sampling from 2013 to 2016 revealed PFAS in that area. The complaint also seeks to require the companies to complete an investigation and cleanup of the chemicals around the Marinette facility, the WPR story stated. In another PFAS-related story, the La Crosse City Council last week made a decision to send an additional $25,000 to purchase bottled water for residents of Campbell. More than 500 private wells in the town have been found to be contaminated with PFAS, which are used in firefighting foam. The pollution has been traced to the city's airport located on French Island. In other state news, WisPolitics Online is reporting today that a lawsuit from the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC seeks to remove three top Republicans from office for allegedly aiding and abetting the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The targets are U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and U.S. Representatives Tom Tiffany, a Republican from Minocqua, and Scott Fitzgerald, a Republican from Juneau. The complaint was filed yesterday by 10 Wisconsinites from 5 congressional districts, including 2 in Fitzgerald's and 5 in Tiffany's. The lawsuit aims to remove the elected officials from office under the disqualification clause, which prohibits public officials from holding office if they, quote, have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. This clause was originally created after the Civil War to keep officials who had served the Confederacy from holding public office. The complaint alleges that Capitol insurrectionists were, quote, egged on relentlessly by the delegates' flagrant lies and distortions about the election. The complaint also targets Fitzgerald for procuring a room at the state capitol for 10 Republicans, allegedly to meet and cast alternative electoral votes for the state's post-election. Johnson called the lawsuit total nonsense. Democrats have ignored the summer 2020 riots and relentlessly used January 6th as a political cudgel, he said. Now they've used January 6th to file a frivolous lawsuit against me similar to one dismissed by a court last week, end quote. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.